Welcome back. Here we are, episode 61, y'all. 60 freaking one. We're almost to episode 69. That's so sick. So
yeah, I was gonna say we're closer to 100 episodes, but that works too.
I just want to start off by saying that I'm an adult now. So I had the most adult experience.
Why is that?
What was it? Sun? No. I don't know what day it was, but it was super adult because I went and I got my tire fixed. And then, so as I was waiting to get my tire fixed, where the tire place is, it's in the same shopping center as the Costco. So I got a Costco membership card all in the same day, got my tire fixed, got a new membership. And I'm like, wow, this is really what being an adult is like. But it was pretty cool. So I did my first Costco I was with Kevin, but like without having to go with somebody that has a membership. It was our first solo trip.
Is that what your picture was?
What picture?
That you posted of the tapes.
Oh, no. That was actually at the Walmart.
That took you way too long to remember that you posted that. And that was literally like an hour ago.
Well, I just thought it was cool. And that's just so crazy how how different times have changed, because seeing a cassette tape. So I saw a cassette tape in Walmart and I posted about it on my Snapchat. It's just like so wild that like that's what I'm taking pictures of is a cassette tape. When not even 20 years ago, they were still a thing, right? Like still relevant in life. Whatever. It really wasn't even that long ago.
Well, to help you, 20 years ago was 2000.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Actually, it was 2002. So, yeah.
Like 30.
If you're really in mind, cassette tapes were like, are you eating something?
Am I chewing loud or am I scraping loud?
I can hear you scraping a bowl.
I am scraping a bowl.
You're scraping really fucking loud. For someone who does not like ASMR, you are doing that right now on the podcast.
It's right next to the thing. Hold on. I got one more scoop. That was it. I was making sure I got every scoop. I was hungry, hungry.
Glad we can all hear you eat. That's exactly what we wanted. But yeah, no, to think about time, really, 20 years ago was 2002, which is insane to me. 10 years ago was 2012, and I feel like that is like yesterday.
Seriously, that is
like not a decade.
Well, whatever. That's crazy.
I did want to say, did you see the lineup? Now, I don't rock with football. I don't really, like, it's cool to watch occasionally, but, like, it's not my thing. Actually, I'm not even going to say occasionally. I don't really watch football. Like, if it's on and someone has it playing, like, I'll pay attention to it a little bit, but, like, I don't really care for football. I really just, it's not my thing. However, I want to watch the Super Bowl this year only for the halftime show, because did you see who's doing the halftime show? Bitch, they got Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Dr. Dre, and Eminem doing the halftime show.
That's kind of cool. They got all of them.
This is going to be in fucking sane. Yeah. I was like, I will act a whole fool. That was what I grew up listening to. Because Lacey obviously listened to a lot of that. And then in turn, I listened to it and I enjoyed it. But like, that is going to be so fucking good of a show. Like, if you had just had one of them, that would have been phenomenal. But you have all of them?
Yeah. I don't, so I don't listen to any of them. I mean, I'll dabble in Eminem, but like the other ones I don't. But I just feel like having all of them together, I just feel like they've all been in the game. They know how to put on a show and like the effects and like, you know, just like for visual effects. So I definitely feel like it would be a bomb-ass show just because like all of their minds together thinking how to make this bomb. It's going to be a good performance.
Creatively.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been cracking up at the videos of people who are like, oh, all of the Gen Z kids are about to find out how their millennial parents really got down. And I was like, dude, that's actually accurate. Like, anyone who listened to that, I was like, that's fair. That's fair. I was like, Jake, we are going to have to watch it. Like, we typically watch it with his dad when we had cable. But now that we don't, Jake was like, I don't know how we're going to get it. I was like, I don't care how we figure out how we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it. Solely for I just want to watch the halftime show. Like, I could care less about the game. Like, you guys can do whatever. I just want to watch the halftime show.
That'd be cool.
Which is great marketing too, to get people to watch it.
Oh dude, yeah, that is, yeah,
another right, like, how that is genius marketing. You're getting so many people to watch it because at least everyone has listened to one of those artists at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you said, like dabbled in the artist. The other huge ass news that dropped today, Monday, the 31st, is our girl Riri, Rihanna, is pregnant.
I saw that. You know what's funny? Kevin showed me that today. And he was all like, there you go. So that way you can be up to date. And so you could tell Javonda, I already know that. Because, like, he knows I'm so far behind on news.
Oh, look at Kevin having your back.
And I was like, I knew that already. But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have known that. And it's with ASAP Rocky. Is that correct? Right?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. So the crazy part, yes. Yes. The crazy part to me about it is people have been speculating. First of all, every year people say Rihanna's pregnant for, like, the last, like, I don't know, 4 years, I feel like. But the last few months, everyone really has been like, she's pregnant because of the clothes that she's been wearing. She wore this one dress at Barbados. It was like their inauguration of like breaking off from England. Mm-hmm. And she wore this dress and you were like, oh, she keeps hiding her stomach. So everyone's been ramping it up. And I saw a tweet that was like, me pretending to be shocked that Rihanna's pregnant after I've been watching videos for the last few months saying Rihanna's pregnant. And I was like, that's how I felt. Like, I opened Twitter and I was like, oh, she really is. Like, this is, because, you know, they always gossip for celebrities. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, Rihanna is having a baby. That's going to be a gorgeous-ass baby. That's going to be a gorgeous-ass baby.
You never know. Two pretty people make ugly babies sometimes.
Not when it comes to Rihanna. No. Mm-mm. Not when it comes to Rihanna. We love her. I mean, now we're really not getting the fucking album, though. I really doubt that we're getting that album.
Was she supposed to release a new album?
Oh, my God. Bitch, we've been waiting for her to have another album for, like, 6 years.
Oh, and she's
been like, music is coming at some point, then releasing more Fenty, then releasing more Fenty Beauty, more Fenty Savage. Like, every other time people are like, where's your music? And she's like, I don't know, but I got some more lingerie and some more skincare stuff. You want that? And everyone's like, bitch, we want the album.
Mm-hmm. I haven't listened to her stuff. I don't even know how many albums she has. Let's see. First off, I don't know.
I love Rihanna. If you say how to spell her name, I'm going to take you out.
No, I spelled it right. It didn't, because at first it wasn't loading. Wow, she has hella albums. Wow. 2006? 5 is her first album? Jesus Christ.
Bitch, we were in, like, middle school listening to Pandombe Replay.
I don't know. I just remember that, but, like, the last time I remember her was in, like, high school. Like, I don't remember. Or maybe I do. I don't know. I do remember that song, though. I remember it came on the videos. Like, I've mentioned before, like, your music countdowns and shit like that. I do totally remember the video. That That's crazy. Yeah,
like, she's been in the game for a while.
Like, a whole ass while. That's nuts.
It's and just, on top of it.
Thinking about time, like, how... It doesn't, like, 2006. Like, Jesus Christ, that was, like, yesterday. It's... I don't know, man. It's just crazy now. The older I get, the more I...
I was talking about that. I went to lunch with Darren, and, like, we were reminiscing, and she was, like, telling me everything that's going on with family and her and everything. And... we were talking about, I was like, I feel like I've lived so many different lives because of so many different, like, points in my life where I'm like, whoa, like, I think that that was yesterday that we were hanging out going to Miami Beach. And then I realized that was in 2007, like, with Charlotte and Sam and everyone. Like, that.
That was.
Okay, Loki.
Is he hungry or what?
But yeah, like, no, he's playing with his toy, his little whale.
Little whale.
But yeah, like, it's insane when you really think about the concept of time and how, like, something that you could be like, oh yeah, like, a few years ago, we did this, and then you realize, and like, that was literally years ago.
God, time is really going. So Kevin and I actually, speaking of time, Kevin and I watched that new movie, Old. And... to be honest, that movie was kind of good. Like, that is not a typical movie. I wouldn't pick it out. He picked it out. And it was bomb. Like, really good. Would recommend. But basically, the movie concept...
You said the movie's called Old?
Yeah. So basically, it's about... It's okay. So it's the dude that makes The Sixth Sense. He made that. And then Split. So... Kevin was all like, every time he makes movies, there's always like this weird twist in it.
You mean M. Night Shyamalan?
I don't know. Maybe, sure. That sound that, that
yeah, that's his name. I just looked it up. Yes, that's his name.
But anyways, I don't want to get into like the basic of it, but they lure people to this hotel for like a vacation. And then they trick them, be like, oh, there's this really cool private spot on the beach. I don't tell a lot of people, it's a secret. So you guys are all welcome to go. So then they go to this part of the beach, and then they realize, like, they're aging quick. Like, I forgot what it was, but they're, like, in 20 minutes, they age, like, 5 years. And
I saw commercials for this.
Dude, it was really good. I really did.
I'm gonna watch this.
But yeah, it's so crazy. Like, but that's how I feel.
I'm totally gonna watch this.
Like, how 20 minutes is 5 years. That's literally like 5 minutes ago. It was fucking, we were graduating high school. And now here we are, like, old as hell. It is crazy. And like you said, when you're like, oh, a few years ago we were doing this, like, that really wasn't a few years ago. That was like a whole freaking lifetime ago.
I mean, I think about it a lot when it comes to, like, in relation to Jake and I's relationship, because I'm like, oh yeah, we met when we were 19 and 20. And I'm like, a couple years ago. And then I think about it and I'm like, we're fucking 29. Like, we're 29 now. That's not a couple years ago. That's been some significant time. And it is definitely something that I'm like, whoa, time is... But it feels like as it's happening, it feels slow. That's what I think is the most crazy part, is like, it feels like it's slow during the time. And then you look and you're like, whoa, 6 months has went by. What the fuck was I doing all these 6 months? Like, it's a very strange feeling.
It really is. It's a lot.
But... before we jump into this week's topic, which I guess we'll start with yours because it goes into with that movie as well. I actually saw a movie that I really do want to recommend on HBO. It's called The Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
It is probably one of the most heartbreaking movies I've watched in a while because of how realistic it is. So it basically goes over these two teens who go to school together, and it kind of, the beginning, and you can see this in the trailer, I believe, shows it. They're both in the bathroom at, like, during the middle of school day, just one's doing her makeup for school pictures, the other's just coming in to use the bathroom, and a shooter comes to their school. So they're hiding from an active shooter, and then it follows all of their trajectories as well as someone else's of how they process with it. And I think it was one of the first movies I've seen that actively shows how gun violence impacts people, and that it's something that happens to like students and they have to think about this. Like, they know that these drills are coming. It was so raw with emotion, and you really, I watched it and I was like, holy shit, like this is heartbreaking, but it's such a needed movie because I don't think we think about the fact that it's anywhere you can go now. That is an option, but like these are teenagers in school who have to really actively think like this might happen, like I might come into school and not get out again because of someone coming in with a gun. And it was the, it was just such a good portrayal of like the actual feelings of it. I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away by that movie. So trigger warning to anyone, because it is a lot, like it, they don't mask anything. It's very, very in-depth showing that, but it was such a good movie, like to really make an impact, I would say.
That sounds deep. I don't know. But speaking of TV shows, I know you're really big into Euphoria. Dude, that show is popping right now. Every single person at my job is literally talking about Euphoria. It is wild how much that show has really taken off over the past, like, it's, however many years.
Yeah, I think it's crazy because you have to think about HBO shows only are 8 episodes. So season 1 was only 8 episodes that aired in 2019. And we had to wait until January of this year for the new season. And we're halfway there, by the way. We just had the 4th episode, which means we only have 4 more episodes, and I am stressed. I am stressed out. But it's really cool to me that everyone's having such like huge conversations about the show and like in-depth conversations, and people are like breaking apart, like, what does this symbolism mean in this episode? Like, it is probably my favorite thing on Mondays to like check Instagram and Twitter, not Instagram, Twitter and TikTok, to see all the comments of what people have come up with, because I'm over here like really in deep thinking, like I'm fucking deep with these thoughts, and then I see someone else's and I'm like, yo, I didn't fucking think about that. It is one of the coolest things. Like, I have not seen a show hit such an impact like that, where it's having all these conversations and it's having all of this like addressed to the fact, the point where Dare released a statement trying to say that it glorifies drug use.
Dare's still a thing?
To be honest, Dare's still a thing, and they like released this whole statement. If you get a chance, like look it up. I full-heartedly disagree with that so much. If anything, I don't think anyone's watching this show and going, man, I want to fucking do drugs like Rue. I want to be doing what Rue's doing, or what any of them for that matter, because each character has these complex like details into their storyline. I do not think it glorifies any of it. If anything, it shows the raw portrayal of teenagers being teenagers in a sense. But then there's the argument, and a lot of people have this big argument about that Euphoria is a show, and I might have said this last week, Euphoria is a show written about teens for adults, whereas Degrassi was a show written about teens for teens. And I do agree. I think that's very true, but I also think it's accurate. Both are accurate. Like, I feel like a lot of people pin them against each other, where I'm like, no, both are very accurate. It's just different ways. Which, Degrassi's coming back.
I saw to that.
HBO, by the way. Yeah. I'm wondering if Champagne Poppy's going to jump in his little wheelchair again and be Jimmy.
Oh my fucking, no way he would. No way he would not. I will put money on
that. I would lose it. I guarantee he won't either. He's too cool now. But like, honestly, that is, it would be fire. Like, if it's the whole cast and they're like teachers and they're, I don't know. I would lose my shit. I loved Degrassi. And so, and all of the seasons are going to be on HBO. Boom. Who's about to rewatch Degrassi again for the, I don't know how many time. Probably me.
I respect that.
But your topic this week kind of goes with that movie Old that you discussed.
It does. So basically, talking about Old, I have been feeling the fears of turning 30 this year. And we were all talking about it at work one day because I had brought it up. Because one of the girls, she's turning 37, and she's like, I can't believe I'm going to be 37 in a couple weeks. Like, what the fuck? And then I was like, same. Like, I understand the fear of that. For me, I'm not going to be in my 20s, which is crazy to think about. Because circling back to that, like, I was just 18, graduating high school, and now it's like, I'm a grown-ass adult. Like, I'm a literal grown-ass woman. Right? And that's just crazy to think about. And then, like, when I'm getting dressed or something, and, like, obviously I still am in my ways of dressing like a 13-year-old boy, and it's just, like, I'm really not a teenager anymore. Like, I really, like, not saying, I mean, you could dress however you want. Can I stop you there? What?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is I think that mentality is something that's so ingrained with us getting older that people start to put you in a box of how you need to dress because you're older. And I struggled with that for a really long time, like when I first started my admin job, of feeling like I had to dress more like quote-unquote grown up. And not realizing that I can incorporate my style that I have into a work atmosphere. Like, I can dress up my style to make it match so I'm more comfortable instead of being in, like, these certain business clothes. But I feel that what you just said so hard all the time, of where I have to stop myself, where I'm like, am I putting this on? Am I going to look like a teenager? Do I look stupid? And then I'm like, yep. I like this outfit. I want to wear this outfit. Like, if I want to wear a super oversized t-shirt with shorts like I did in the summer and then high top Vans, like, I don't care if you are like, wow, aren't you 30? Yeah, the fuck I am. Like, what does it matter? I like this style. I'm comfortable in this style. But I feel like I struggle with that all the time too, is feeling like, oh, am I going to be judged that I'm like dressing like a teenager?
It's not the matter. Okay, so where I was going with, it's not that I feel judged. I'm thinking like, okay, I'm dressing like how I did back in when I was in high school. And obviously you can dress however you want. I'm just saying, when I dress like that, I feel off. Like, I'm this old person dressing in such a way to where it's just like young. And it just, like, it's a weird vibe that I'm getting for myself. And I think that's why I'm feeling so old and, like, just not happy about being 30. Plus, I don't know. It's just, like, when you think about your life and it's, like, what do you have to show for being 30, you know? And it's, like, and then your mind just starts going and going. And then you're just, like, damn, like, this is really going to happen this year. It's just wild.
I agree, because I think it does, like, I think we put a whole bunch of milestone birthdays, right? Like 13, 16, 18, 21, 25, 30. Like, that's like we mark those milestone birthdays, and it keeps going as like you get like each digit. But I think a big part for me is, if anything, one thing that's different, I feel like, for us with the clothes, is I'm starting to feel more confident in whether someone thinks my outfit looks young or not. If I feel good in it, I'm starting to be more confident in my style. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is I don't necessarily have a style. I think we talked about that. But there are things that I gravitate to, and then I get worried, like, oh, is that not going to look right on me, or am I, like you said, like, I'm going to look young or whatever. And I started to, like, I'm really starting to hone in on, like, I like these certain pieces, so I'm going to get them and work them. And sometimes I get stuff and I'm like, wow, not a fan. It's not going to work. Like, I'm glad I bought this. But other times I'm like, wow, this is really cute, and I'm really glad I bought this and I'm wearing this, because I feel good in it. Like, I feel like I'm starting, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to feel more confident in, like, making those choices and just kind of being like, fuck you if you don't like them. Back to, like, how I was when I was 15, I guess. Like, when I was 15, you couldn't tell me a care in the world about what I wore. Now, then it got to where I was like, oh, I cared, and now I'm kind of getting back to where I'm like, no, I don't give a shit if you don't like it. Like, it's what I like, and that's how I'm going to rock it. But to your point about feeling like it's, like, this time frame of, like, what do I have to show for it? I do feel like that too. But I also get very, like, I feel like, I guess I'd want to defend myself then afterwards. Like, I'll break myself down of, like, wow, you have nothing to show for it. And then I'll be like, well, actually, bitch, you did this and this and this, and start to, like, analyze. And I think we talked about it before. I have, like, a whole plan for my life that is nothing at all to what I thought it was going to be, like, whatsoever.
Yeah, I just don't have a plan. Like, I don't know. I'm just in a weird spot.
No, I'm not saying I have a plan now. I'm saying I had a plan. Like, when I was younger, I had a plan in my mind of, like, where I would be by 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same as what I, like, envisioned before. Like, it is to the point where, like, I'm married and we have a house, but there were so many other things in that plan and that were supposed to be executed before this that it's crazy to me to think, like, the trajectory of my life could have been so different if I would have been so, like, rigid on, like, I need to execute this by this time, instead of being like, well, fuck, this is just happening.
Yeah.
Is it making you want to have a plan for your 30s?
Dude, I don't know. It's just, it's, I can't really explain it. That's just why, of, like, the fear. And I don't know if anybody else feels this way about getting older, but it's just like, you're in a panic. So it's like, you know how when your house is really, or something's really dirty, right? And there's just so much going on, and you're just like, all right, where do I start? Like, do I go in the kitchen and start here and clean that up, or do I start here? So that's kind of how I'm feeling, like, okay, there's a lot. Where am I supposed to begin?
I think it's, I mean, thank you for being really vulnerable in this moment. I really think it's kind of where you decide to begin. Like, someone said, a quote I saw somewhere was like, you can wake up every day and choose how that day is going to go for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that really, actually, it was on my other podcast. Their mom had said this. It was a quote she lived by. And that really impacted me more than I thought, because as we all know, I am a planner. Like, I plan things out. I'm always, and then if something goes awry, like if I find it out in the morning or I don't feel good to work out or whatever, then I'm like, in a bad mood, and I'm starting to, and I kind of wanted to write this quote somewhere, like maybe on my bathroom mirror, just so I have it, of like, I get to choose this every day and choose which path I'm going towards. So if I don't like, I'll just be superficial. If I don't like Jake and I's shingles outside of our house, this is just stupid because we were talking about getting a new roof. If I don't like that, then I get to choose, okay, I need to save this money to plan this, to get this changed. Like, it's my choice to change it. And I think that's something I've been trying to strap. I don't know what word I'm trying to say. I'm trying to, like, navigate more of realizing that I do have more of a choice in my life and my planning, instead of life just having its way with me.
Right.
It sounded dirty.
Life's just having its way.
But it's interesting because I feel like it's having its way with me. I also feel like it's interesting because of the fear of getting older. I almost feel opposite. I've always wanted to get older because I assumed things were going to be better when I got older.
Yeah, that is true. That's like something that you do here. Like,
I just assume, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I just assume, like, okay, when I'm 30, then all of X, Y, and Z problems are just not going to matter anymore. Like, it's just not, I'm not going to be self-conscious about posting a picture with my stomach out. I'm not going to, like, in my mind, I'm always like, 30 is going to be that. For some reason, that's my biggest one where I'm like, oh, 30 would be that. So to me, I'm like ticking down to that. But also, I feel like we did so much stuff in our, like, early teens, late teens, that sometimes I feel like I'm way older than I am. Like, I did so much stuff, and I lived so much stuff. Like, even just, sorry, guys, for underage drinking. Like, the fact that we would drink, and I was, like, drinking at 17, that by the time I turned 21, I didn't really give a shit about drinking.
Yeah, that's like, true. That is
it so wasn't true. As exciting. Yeah. So I do feel like life impacts you in a different way, because I really do feel like, and I keep saying this, I'm like, I feel like I've lived a million lives. And that's crazy to me. Like, each phase of my life has been so different.
It's just wild. But I mean, on the plus side,
I think, like, you'll do fine.
We actually are 30. Like, you know, like, not everybody makes it to 30.
Oh.
What?
Oh, you're finally acknowledging that we're almost 30. Because you always yell at me when I'm like, I'm 30, and no, I'm not.
Like, we're almost there.
But you and Jake yell at me all the time. We're almost there. But no, you're right. Like, there are people, I look at how many people have passed away in our just our graduating class. Or, you know, seeing, even for my sister, like, she had so many friends that had passed away and stuff, that it is crazy to me. And then I'm like, whoa, shit, like, I made it to this age. Like, even thinking about, like, Mac Miller, like, he died at 26, and he was the same age as us. I could not imagine that's it. Like, that's just your life at, like, 26. That's it.
Yeah, that is so nuts.
Or, like, the whole, like, don't join the 27 club, and that type of thing. We should do, like, an episode on that.
I don't even know what that is. The
myth behind the 27 club and all. Okay. So we will do an episode on it. I'm writing that down now. But yeah, I definitely think it's something to, like, every person goes through. And I want to put this on here for our listeners to ask you guys, like, how do you feel about getting older? Do you have the same kind of sentiments as Ashley and I?
There's always, like, I guess, pros and cons to things. So I'm trying to be more like you and be optimistic.
That's the first time I've ever heard someone call me an optimist. I always feel like they get to tell me I'm a realist.
You're always,
but also adding on to that, that's true. I think it's because I try to look at all angles. Like, to me, I want to look at every angle of it and then probably be paranoid and think about it for hours afterwards. But another note, this is a whole change of subject. Did you get a chance to get your tickets for MCR?
I am going to go see them October 7th in Vegas. Because Danielle, so that back in 2019, her boyfriend bought her and him tickets to go see. This was, like, pre-pandemic. And then, obviously, 2020, they canceled everything. 2021, they canceled everything. And now that they're doing stuff in 2022, he doesn't really want to go. So she was just like, you can just have the ticket, like, and then just go half with the hotel. And I'm like, dude, sick. So I'm so stoked. This is going to happen.
That is so exciting. Ashley and I have to get our hotel for when we see them in Philly, which I'm really excited because we're going to do, like, a whole day trip to Philly and everything. But I'm so glad you are getting to see them, because I know you were really upset that you weren't able to at first.
Super excited.
So, switching topics, mine had nothing to do with existential crisis and, like, everything about life, which is not normal. Normally, I'm the one, like, let's talk about everything that's going to kill us in our deep life. So I'm really glad you brought that. But mine was super fucking superficial. So great. I wanted to talk about workout motivation. Like, what keeps you motivated? What doesn't? Because I personally have found this to be, when I buy workout clothes and I have, like, sets, I'm a lot more motivated. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm going to really pat myself on the back. I've worked out this entire month. Like, I've only taken rest days on the weekends, which is not normal for me. However, I definitely feel more motivated when I have a matching set to work out in.
Okay. Cute. I never wear matching sets. I always wear, like, a big t-shirt and then leggings. Because I like to cover up all the things.
Really?
Yeah, I like being able to, like, wear... Because if I'm working out or running or doing something, like, I don't need to see things flapping. That's gross. So, but I like having...
Well, I get matching sets with shirts that go with it.
Okay, cute.
You like what? I'm sorry.
Nothing, just like cute pants. I mean, I go with the pants, like something cute.
Well, because I feel like what you just described, your outfit, is literally what I just wear on a regular basis. Like, that's nothing
literally.
New.
No, that's literally what I wear on a regular
basis. At all.
You're not wrong.
That's what I wear every day. I just have to pick which shirt and, like, what pair of leggings. Maybe I'll spice it up with jeans, but, like, that's, like, a rare, like, I have to really feel it. But I, for some reason, like, it's something about putting on the set.
Mm-hmm.
And since that. I'm working out in my house, like, I can just wear the sports bra and the leggings. But, like, if I'm going to go out, I also would have, like, a cute matching shirt, like, a jacket. It makes me feel more motivated because I guess I feel like I'm presentable for working out. That makes sense, where I'm like, okay, well, no, I am a presentable ass bitch for working out.
Like, when you go somewhere, like, and you have, like, a cute outfit, you're just, like, excited about going. You're like, my outfit's cute. I feel cute. Let's go. So you're just like, you're ready to go.
Yeah. And that's literally how I feel. But the problem is I don't need as many workout clothes as I mean, now maybe, but like in the time that I originally bought these, I didn't need as many sets as I do. And I really have a problem with, we talked about clothes earlier. I will either buy workout sets with like, and sweatpants, or just the oversized tees. Like, I don't know how to buy, like, regular clothes, I guess, these days.
I love
because that's all I buy. Like, all I see.
Yes.
They have a cute ass. I'm going to go back to find it because they didn't have my size, so I'm going to go to the other Target. It's a Powerpuff Girl. Like, it's a hoodie top. So it's like the crop. No, it's not a crop top. It's the crew neck, like, hoodie tops that they have.
Okay.
And it has the Powerpuff Girls on it. And I was like, why the fuck do I need that? I need that so I can find the picture of me with my jacket as a child and be matching. Like, this is, I fucking need that. And that's where, honestly, that little section in Target, that little first section that they have right there, it's like Universal Thread or whatever, with their little fucking t-shirts, be getting me. There, and Target has some really good workout sets, but I still swear by now, like, this is not an ad. I wish it was. Please sponsor me for this. Fabletics has such good workout clothes, but also, like, the shirt I'm wearing right now is, like, it's supposed to be a sports bra, but it's also one of those ones that you can wear as like a top. That makes like,
yeah,
you could just wear it as like a top in the summer. It's one of those, and it's the softest fucking material, and it's so comfortable. Like, all of my sets that I've gotten from Fabletics are the most comfortable sets I've ever gotten. Like, they stretch where they need to stretch. They don't like restrict in areas that don't need to be. It's probably my like top choice for workout clothes now, which is a problem because I could spend a lot of money with them.
Yeah, I dabbled in there and I was thinking about getting some because they do have ultra high waist, and that's one of the things I look for, is I need something ultra high waist. If it's not super high waisted, I'm not about it. And they have a lot of options like that and a lot of like plus size options, which is always hard to find when you're looking at workout stuff, because high waist and plus size, it's difficult. But Fabletics does hold it down. I haven't bought anything yet, but I have been looking.
Oh, bitch, I will send you. Oh, I should be able to send you. I'll check my thing. I could send you like a referral thing, and then I think I'll also get points. Like, you'll get points off and I'll get points. Do that. Yeah. Love the that. Other point of that was I saw where someone said that they work out the same way they wear normal clothes, where they do that commando. And I have a lot of feelings about this.
It's disgusting. There's no multiple, like, it's gross.
Bingo. Like, not to judge, but we are judging. I can't, like, I am sweating. I need panties on.
Yeah.
I cannot be, no, I don't know how people do it without it.
No, and another thing, too, is, like, at first I cared a little bit, but then I don't. So going back to what makes you feel motivated, I feel motivated to work out if it's scheduled, if it's a scheduled class. If I know I have to be there at a certain time, I'm going to go because I have to be. Well, I don't have to go, but it's just like, all right, well, class starts at this time. And it makes me feel more motivated if I see other people and I'm like, if I want to stop because I'm tired, it kind of makes me push a little bit harder because it's like, well, this person's going to stop. I'm not going to stop. But so with the panties thing, I mean, I wear big shirts, but you could still sometimes, like, it's not a long shirt. Like, they're like, you know, waist length. They're just a little bit bigger. And I was always concerned about, like, oh, well, like, oh my God, like, what if you see my panty line? Like, when you're squatting, like, people that are behind me or whatever will see it. And then I was like, first off, I don't really give a flying fuck because it's like, it is what it is. But, and then I tried the one time, I was like, well, with the whole panty thing, I tried working out in like a thong. No, because that was the most uncomfortable experience. I don't know how people do it. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. And the no panty thing, that's just gross. Nope.
Well, the no panty thing also would be, I had a pair when I was still going to Gold's Gym of these leggings that I really liked. Like, they were great. I was walking out of the dressing room to go work out, and they ripped down the seam of where my crotch was.
Oh.
I literally was like, why is it so airy? And looked and I was like, oh fuck. Luckily, I always had, like, it was my gym bag, so I had multiple pairs because that was when I was like actively going there all the time for it. So I switched, but I was like, oh shit. So I think about, like, if you're commando and you rip yours.
That is so true. I never thought
you're showing something.
Especially if you're, like, about to squat, your whole,
like, I think about that all the...
Oh, my God.
I think about that shit all the time. I literally think about when people are, like, in movies or whatever, when they're, like, I'm not wearing any underwear. And I'm, like, bitch, you're in jeans with holes in them. That hole could rip and go somewhere else real quick.
I don't know. I just think
immediately
about...
No.
Like, I don't like wearing socks or shoes without socks because you're sweaty and it's gross. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting if you're working out with no panties. You're sweaty, you're getting gross. It's just not a thing I want to participate
in. But, because I feel like we're dogging on people who go commando, I'm not. It is actually much healthier for you.
No. Not while you're working out. That's gross.
Oh, I'm not.
We're panties.
I'm not for, well, yes, for working out. But it is actually healthier for your lady parts if you, like, sleep without underwear or only sleep with cotton underwear. It's much better.
Oh, yeah, at night.
Fun fact for you guys for
at night, that's the way to go. I don't like it. If you don't want to wear panties while you're wearing jeans, that's fine. Like, I don't care about that. It's the whole working out thing.
Yeah.
I just can't.
It's definitely what gets me. I do want to know, like, what gets our listeners motivated. Because when I am struggling, I like to know what other people do. So I want to know what is keeping them motivated for theirs. But that was, like, a big one that I was like, I wonder what y'all thought about that. And also, if you guys know of any other, like, cute, like, local small businesses that do workout clothes, send them my way, because I'm always down to support a small business.
I'm always down, as long as they're high-waisted.
Especially if it's owned by women.
Plus-size options and high-waisted, that's all I care about.
Especially if it's owned by women, and especially if it's owned by Black women. Give me all of it. All of it. Remember how we talked about Queer Eye?
Yep.
And Karamo shirts. I got one of his shirts. I'm waiting for it to come in. I'm really fucking excited. I'll post it.
He has a website?
But I'm super fucking excited about it.
I didn't know he had it. Wait, I know you talked about
it. Yeah, he's selling those shirts. I said that in the episode.
I don't remember that. How do you spell his name? Okay, there we go. I don't know how to spell.
He made... He made the website. I said this in the episode, but for whoever wasn't listening to the episode and you, all of the proceeds are being donated to charities and foundations for people of color. So I'm like, fuck yeah. And they're the coolest fucking shirts. I'm so excited about it. Also, I watched one episode of Jonathan's new show.
Oh, I'm like,
and it was a little hard for me to get through because it was about bugs, what? And
I thought it was cute.
Bugs.
I'm four episodes deep. I was watching it this morning.
I need to finish the bug episode, and then, I mean, there's only six episodes, so it'll be quick. Because he has a podcast too, that's under the same name.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know that.
If you didn't know, he has a podcast. Karamo has a podcast. Anthony has a new book. Tan's on another show that's like a fashion show. Bobby's the only one getting left in the dust here, and I don't appreciate it.
Maybe he just doesn't like it. Maybe he
they're all getting stuff.
No, I'm sure if he wanted to, he could do something. Maybe he's just not vibing with it. Maybe he likes where he's at.
Absolutely, because I would watch the fuck out of a remodeling show with him. Like, I would watch that.
I would watch it.
Also, Jake and I started the new show on Netflix called Archives 81.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. If you guys want like a suspenseful, like solid show. We're only five episodes in. And this is one of the first, like, few times, and I say it all the time, where I have no idea where this ending's going. Like, I typically can kind of guess certain things where I'm like, oh, that's probably, I have no clue where this is going at all. And I love that.
That's fun.
Kevin's probably watching it.
I'm sure. He watches everything that comes out.
Yeah. So Jake does too. Jake watches a lot of shit. Like, I know I say I watch a lot of shows, and I do watch a lot of different things, but I also repeatedly watch the same things too. But Jake will be, like, we will sit down to watch a movie, and we cannot find something because he's already watched half of all of them on there. And I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, well, you go to bed early and I stay up late. So sometimes I just don't feel like gaming. So I just watch stuff. And I'm like, damn. Like, we legit one time set and could not find something to watch because either I had watched it or he had watched it.
You wouldn't want to, like, rewatch something? Or you were just looking for something?
Oh, I do. But Jake doesn't like to rewatch stuff. Like, he's very, like, one and done. Like, he doesn't rewatch shows. Like, the only things he would rewatch is, like, if he's sleeping and putting on, like, The Office or That 70s Show or Family Guy. Like, that. But he's not actively rewatching them. Like, he doesn't rewatch stuff.
That's kind of suspicious, but whatever.
It must be nice. I always think that. I'm like, it must be nice not to be, like, emotionally attached to characters that you want to end up rewatching the show so that you feel good about it. Like, that must be really nice.
It's just, I don't know. Most people I talk to rewatch shows, so that's kind of weird that he doesn't.
Not Jake. He does not rewatch stuff. Like, he will actively come out when I'm rewatching something and be like, didn't you watch this already? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, why are you watching again? Like, even like certain, like, even movies, he won't really rewatch. Like, I'll rewatch Endgame out of nowhere just for fucking funsies. And he's like, you've watched this so many times, and I'm like, you don't want to sit and watch it? Like, it's such a good movie. Like, he doesn't rewatch stuff. He just lives life.
He just lives it.
But he does. He just lives life. I'm living life. Now it's time for...
Oh, you only did it the once. Oh, I guess I heard it a little bit. I like it when
I was going to say. It like blended out. It's Song of the Week, if you guys haven't guessed. So, Ashley, what is your Song of the Week?
My Song of the Week is Streetlight Manifesto, Punk Rock Girl.
I feel like I know this song, but I don't.
You probably do. You know the band.
You said it's Punk Rock Girl or Punk... What?
It's Streetlight Man. It's Streetlight Manifesto, and the song is Punk Rock Girl.
Okay, I had that right. So, yeah, we are in really opposite parts of our lives right now. Mine's Back That Ass Up by Juvenile featuring Lil Wayne and Manny.
Wow.
I was listening to it this morning. Well, I was listening to it this morning and I was like, oh shit, I haven't heard this in a really long time. And I forgot how much first of all, I should not have been listening to this song at all. Like, no. But it's such a fucking good song. Like, it's a good song to dance to. Like, you just want to dance. So, that was my song.
Cute. We love that song.
So, we're very different this week again. Like, we were getting close where sometimes we were, like, similar in, like, genres. And now we're, every episode, I think we've been completely opposite genres the last few weeks. Like, not even close. Like, nowhere near each other.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
One day. Maybe. Maybe not. I listen to a lot of shit. You listen to a lot of shit. What was I watching the other day? And Kiss came on and I was like, oh shit. I don't remember now. But I thought of you and I meant to text you and then I didn't. And I was like, damn. Fucked that up. But we are going to wrap in a minute. But I wanted to say this episode will air on February 3rd, which means we will be in Black History Month. And I'm really hoping to find maybe either people or cases or things where we highlight Black history throughout this month and maybe just do like a little cute segment on it, because obviously I'm half Black and I am very proud of that. So I really just want to say happy Black History Month and, you know, take the time to educate yourself on why we have Black History Month and what has gone on, because there's a lot of things changing, which I'm about to go on a fucking tangent because there are schools that are trying to ban books that have to do with racism and with the Holocaust, and I am so fucking mad about this, but I want to give a better detailed like recap of it, so probably next week I'll do more. But yes, there are schools that are trying to ban these certain books. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's because literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's stupid.
Like, mm-hmm. Because it's history. I'm sorry if you don't like it. That sucks. But that's the reality of it. Like, that is the actual reality of it. These stories are stories that happened and or are based off of things that happened. Right. And you don't like it because you want to pretend like that's not what happened. No. And not for nothing, don't use the excuse of like kids shouldn't. Kids pick up on a lot of things and kids understand a lot of things. I learned more about Black history outside of school than I ever learned in school. I feel like it should be added more in. We should, and we talked about this, I think, friend, it was Pacific Island Asian American Month, and we talked about all of that. Why are we not teaching this? So I do want to go into that even more in detail next week, but I was really pissed off about it because I'm sorry, we're going to have 600 like fucking sports teams things, but you're going to ban books. Goodbye. Like, that's the whole point of school, is to get an education from it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Sorry, I had said that a lot with my chest. I was a little, there was a rant and I'm really sorry, but I just was really mad about that.
Oh, I found the cutest, well, next pod, I don't know why I just made this like a school project. I was like, okay, I'm going to pick something for next week to talk about.
We'll put it in our thing. We'll surprise them. We won't tell them everything because now I just told them about the book thing that I'm probably going to do a lot of research into and come in with like a whole 4-page essay.
Same.
And try to condense it. But yeah. I do think that's one. And I do want to add more things in for us to really celebrate different things. Like, I didn't know, this is going to go longer, this month was Stalking Awareness Month, like January.
I had no idea that was a thing.
But I wish we would have got a chance to highlight that or highlight things of it, because that happens so often. And it results in people's deaths. And I think it's important to talk about these types of things that are actively, like, happening or impacting the world. So I definitely want to start doing a little bit better diligence. I can't fucking talk with highlighting these types of things, even if it's just like a bonus episode or a random episode. I want to highlight that more. It's a goal of mine for 2022. Which I've been writing 2022 very well. Just a heads up from our, like, first episode of the year.
You've been doing what?
Because remember in our, well, not the first episode. I think it was the first episode. It was either our New Year's episode or the first episode where you were talking about how, like, you're not going to write 2022. You're going to probably still write 2021.
Oh, yeah, I still do
until,
that.
Until, like, March. Oh, see, yeah. I got really good at it. I don't know why.
You're good at a lot of things.
This is the first year I've been... Very well. Thank you. Thank you. I don't always think so. So thank you. But with that, we are going to wrap. Like, follow, subscribe, share us. If you have the Purple Podcast app for Apple, leave a review so we can see that, what your thoughts are. And we will catch you on the next episode. See ya.